Then he goes to the next paragraph. You will find the next paragraph when you say, remember, this existence exists upon you not knowing, being out of it, not being consciously in control. Let me tell you that there are times that your awareness will ruin everything. Because if you're really aware of it, the normal animal life is nothing. But thanks God, it doesn't happen that way, that you give up everything. Because that feeling comes little by little, will grow in you. Not to ruin everything, to replace it. Oh, I talked about the replacement. Show me, really honestly, show me some stuff which is not transformed. Show me something built up that is not going to be ruined. Even inside of you is like that. This is another paragraph, another part of a different story suddenly. We are back to the harp player, but the tune is here. Oh, let me tell you that within their heart, these transformed people, they are really like drunk. Haven't you wondered why we call them drunk? Because they do something illogical, but you could understand it. They are in love. And this love is something that really you cannot point to, because if the door that I'm talking about was open and in the view, nobody will remain here. Everybody will go over there. That good stuff we are talking about, which is really the next step of evolution. The first step of evolution is blah, 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 blah. Suddenly the chimp and the monkey. Then humanity is a different story. So we are really a point of transition here. Something else is here because of us. Who could say no? This time, it's not the Rumi time. And Rumi's time, remember? It was agricultural stuff. Herb gathering. You know that in Rumi time there was no electricity. There was not even high definition channels. But that's the time that everything changes. The changes are here. Now with the Industrial Revolution and this stuff, what could we say? We are the continuum of the monkeys? God forbid, we are out of space, which has nothing to do with the life itself. Another step of life expanding itself in a way. So something is happening here. There's something, it's not something that will happen to all monkeys suddenly standing up. That's not what we are talking about. So God, that it didn't happen that way, but then anyhow, this is something that it's happening little by little. And there are a few people around who are really transformed. Because this is another dimension. This is something that could really be universal. Think about the universal stuff. What is your imagination about the future in the universe? If you deep down really, you believe in a stupid face of William Shatner being a cowboy, beating up every creature in the universe and making love with all the females in the universe. Is that what really looks visible to you? That we go out and suddenly there are others and we beat them up? Isn't that what you're thinking of? But it's not to you. If you remain like this, that's what will happen. Because this is what you are. What is humanity now here? It's a competing, beating each other's ass. That's what we do the best. That's what we're doing now. What are we doing now? Some of people from one country will occupy the other one because we don't like it. We fight, right? Why? Because the chimp fight. And we are still acting like chimps. Out of here, doing the same, you will find yourself in a small cage, everybody laughing at you. If you want to think about the outside, the first thing is how to connect to this difference. Because they're different. God forbid they're not like us. Because if they're like us, it's not that the Industrial Revolution had happened 50 years earlier only. Okay, now they bomb us and that's it. If they're like us. Even now, you will see the people who are really connected to the space mission, but they think that it's a fighting mission. We are going to be William Shatner. We are going to kick asses around. That's the best we could think about. Go through all the science fiction. You will not find even one. The oldest one, they attempted. There was this guy coming with a good view on everything, but again, it's in a way that a military man will kill him. Because we are ready to kill what is not like me. See, the beginning is not in the politicians and the government. It's here in us. Because we kept the chimp. We kept the aggressivity because logically it pays. Right? We all think about the other one, and even all the movies of that stupid man is full of love stories because it says, because we want to see love. But we talk about love with hatred. Don't we? I told you this several times, but it doesn't work. I don't know what to do. Make a questionnaire. A couple of silly questions. Okay? No matter what. Give it to a lot of people to fill it up. And put one question within all those silly questions. What's the opposite of love? Every single one will answer you hate. Because you think love is the other side of the hatred. Love has nothing to do with the hatred. Hatred is in you. It is in the animal one. Love is something else. The opposite of hatred to you, earthlings, is indifference. That's the point. And he will make that way and say, oh, let me talk about one music, one thing that is coming from somewhere, which is the source of every sound you could even imagine, and that one is the one, and the rest are the ego. Let's talk about the breath. In that breath coming from him, you will find that bondage we had at the beginning. Did we have a bondage at the beginning? Does anyone remember that? I do. I remember before being, I was connected to everything. Don't you remember? I was not here. Okay? I was not. Therefore, I was in non-existence. In that non-existence, everything was non-existence. So we were all the same. I was connected to everything, everywhere. I was a part of one thing, non-existence. Then, by a piece of chance, I came to existence. Okay? Here I exist. By existing, I'm different from everything. I'm different from you. Thanks God. I'm different from you. Thanks God again. But what is the rest of the story? I mean, go out of here. That I know. You know where? To non-existence. And I will become connected again. My skin will be absolute. Doesn't exist. Nothing separates me from the rest of the universe. That's my paradise. In between, in here, I don't want to lose the track of paradise and reinforce the hellish power of here, which is division, which divided me from the rest of the existence. Okay, physically I'm divided, I'm separate, I'm that little part which is disconnected. But deep down in my heart, I found the connection. Therefore, I'm still connected. I'm relaxed. Why should I worry about? The only thing I should worry about is what? Separation. That's where the crying current comes in. Remember, we talk about this. Separation is the problem. Connection is what we are looking for. Look at you. The first instinct in you was connection. The first finger offered to you, you grabbed it with an energy that you cannot repeat now that you're a grown up. Remember? Think. Give your finger to a child. Dangle to it, it doesn't fall. It's grabbing. Little monkeys, they grab their mother and the mother is flying from trees to tree. Because the first shock of being born is separation. A separation you forgot about because nobody talks about. That's the separation that the reader needs. That was the separation that he started his poetry with and said, oh, I'm looking for a person who is injured with this separation. Therefore, I could talk about getting connected again. Because if you love that separation, good for you. My message doesn't get to you. But if you are torn apart because of this separation and you yearn that connection, then I could do something for you. To point it to you. It's there. It's simple. It's so simple that it could be understood by a child, but not by you. Why? Because you are intelligent too much. So the leg of the logical people is made up out of wood, and you cannot run with it. You can walk with it, yes, but you cannot run with it. And he even insisted on something else, which is something that you should have in mind, especially. In this paragraph, suddenly said, you know what? Let me tell you, let me be honest. Our story is full of magic, like these shows in the Las Vegas show. It's full of magic, you know what? Do you remember? He said, because our story is tasteless, it doesn't taste good. So we add miracles to it, because your brain is rejecting this. Yes, we know our stories are illogical. So we add a lot of herbal essence to it with the magic. Because the logical explanation doesn't need the magic. Today they explain to you that, okay, today was the day and the stock market crashed. Do you need any essence to swallow this? No, you got it, okay. You thought you were rich, now you're poor. With your heart out of the game, period. Do you need a magician here? No. Yeah. So logical stuff are like that. because logical stuff